Besides all the positive self-esteem that comes from an honest paycheck, working has forced these homies to see their former enemies in a different light. The relationship of hatred and suspicion is gradually replaced by the relationship of friend and colleague. It sounds too simple to work. This is Carolyn Gould, Operations Director. Have you ever seen an instance where ex-enemies did not become friendly co-workers?
It's never happened in my experience, or I can't ever recall an example of someone not at least getting along. And most often what we see is that they become friends, and in some cases like extraordinarily good friends, better than they ever were with any of their fellow gang members from their own gang. They become extraordinarily close friends in some cases.
You were saying before that in some ways it's as if they don't take the former violence personally that they inflicted or had inflicted upon them.
I think once they get to the point where they've put that behind them, they have a certain objectivity that they can look back at it and say, it was never personal when I was committing violence against other gang members, so therefore I shouldn't take it personally that other people have committed these same acts against me. And therefore, they don't hold a grudge against those people who were violent to them previously. Even in examples of someone who's shot and paralyzed and in a wheelchair, not taking it personally when he's come face to face with the person who put him in that chair.
Angel and Felipe are two Homeboy Industry employees that moved throughout the office in wheelchairs as a result of gang violence. Both have abandoned the idea of revenge. This is Angel. How did you get past the revenge idea, you know, the anger at your enemy for what happened?
Yeah, that was very difficult, because it was a process. It was like a healing process, because in the beginning I was real mad. I wanted revenge, and I didn't care about life, because I wasn't thinking about it, you know. I said they screwed me, so I'm going to screw them, and I was trying to get back at them, but I thought about it, and actually, why am I going to waste my time and lose my freedom over someone else, you know? So I'd rather be out here enjoying my freedom, my family. And I just let go of it, and I just thought positive, you know. Thank God that I'm able to feel my legs and move a little, so there's hope for me, you know. God also would have been a lot harder for me.
And this is Felipe.
Who knows, if I wouldn't get shot, you know, probably I'll be like in jail, or I'll be dead, or I'll be worse, you know, who knows. So in a way, I think about it like, you know, it made me, like, the chair, it opened me a lot of doors. Not only because, not only because I'm disabled, but even though I'm disabled, it doesn't make me less than anybody else who works. So that's how I see it.
So life takes care of justice. You don't have to exact your own justice.
Yeah, sometimes it does. I mean, and I'm pretty sure it does.
Luis and Alberto are examples of what happens when rival gang members become co-workers. This is Luis. When you now see this guy sitting here to your left, you don't see a gang member from a rival gang.
No, I don't. Like, just a couple of hours ago, even after work, you know, you think just doing work hours, we kind of associate because of work. But just after work, we went out for lunch, so we had a good lunch together, and we just talked about stuff besides work, and we didn't talk too much about the past, because then there's a conflict there in the past. So we talk about our future and kind of like what's going on today and events. We also get together and play basketball together, and that's off work. So we have a relationship there that was built on Homeboy Industries through work here.
This is Alberto.
After work, I don't just see him as a co-worker, I see him as a friend, doing work, after work, no matter what. And I guess Homeboy Industries makes you look at the rival as the real rival, you know, the real person of what it is. And if you get to know the person, you don't know, you know, it might be better. It might be better for you, for the two of us, because I see him as a good person, honest. And when I need to talk to him, he's there. I need a favor, he's there. And, man, I don't know why in the first place there's rivalry.
So this didn't happen overnight, though. When you guys first started working here, I mean, were you suspicious of people that you knew were in a rival gang?
When me and Beto first met was like about 6 years ago, Beto.
6 years ago.
We're working to, I was working at the seal screen, Homeboy Seal Screen. And he came in, working there at the seal screen, kind of was new at things. And I kind of did the first time when it seems like you just don't want to bring up where they're from, because then you might say, oh, he's from a rival gang. But eventually you'll find out where he's from. So at first I didn't really want to ask. So eventually I think I heard from somebody where he's from, but I already had kind of talked to him and say, what's up? And he already had asked me for a ride. I don't think did you know where I was from when you asked me for a ride over there at the seal screen?
No, little by little, so. You told me where you grew up and I said, oh,
yeah, okay, it's kind of like, where did you grow up at? You grew up in this area of the projects, then you can put one and two together and find out most likely where they were from. So our relationship was already kind of, let me get a ride home, you know. Got a car, he didn't. So I gave him a ride a few times. But we just built on that basic thing that he's worked, where I work, and Father Grace helping him, and Father Grace helping me. And in order for this to work to the fullest, we need to help ourselves by putting that gang rivalry aside.
Like, when I go cash my checks, the cashing place, I go cash my checks is in his neighborhood. But I don't feel comfortable going there by myself. So I always call him up, Lulu, could you do me a favor? Could you go with me? Because my check is anything. There you are, you know? So that's how it is. Just today I went to a cash check. Yes, and I feel more comfortable with him, you know, being right there where he knows everything. But see, that's a bond that we have now, you know? We're there for each other. I don't think without Homeboy Industries, we probably, I don't know, where we'll be at. Probably would have been worse.
And also now he's able to ask me a favor to go down there and cash a check in the area where the gang, where I used to be from, hangs out. Because he's also not gangbanging no more. So if he was out there gangbanging, I wouldn't feel comfortable putting him in my car and taking him down there when he's out there shooting at them guys, because I just couldn't do it. But I know that he's living the right life, you know. He's past my city. He was from this gang. But now because he's working at Homeboys, he's, you know, going home after work. He's not hanging out with his homies in the streets, slanging drugs, gangbanging, which is doing activities that gangbangers do. I feel comfortable saying, let's go down there. I'll stand up for him. I put my life in the line for him because I know he's doing better for himself. But I wouldn't put my life in the line if I knew he was still gangbanging. It wouldn't make no sense.
Right.
So I see him as a friend that's really trying, and he's doing it. He's really getting out of the gang lifestyle, which is kind of complicated. It's not overnight. So I put my life in the line for you, Beto, and I'll go down there with you.
Thanks.
And I'll stand up for you know, what I know is right.
Vice versa.
I think we represent hope for the gangbanger, you know, that we know we were there one time, and it was complicated to get out. And now we can both come together and see each other as persons, not as a gang member. A rival gangbanger, but I see that for my friends, you know, being able to get to a place here, and I see that for his friends, and hopefully one day that, you know, they will get to that point, they're ready to get a job and work side by side with their rival enemies instead of shooting each other.
Yeah, in some ways it would be easier if you guys moved away from all this to make your changes in life, but then you couldn't be examples for the guys that are growing up here now.
Right.
Yeah. That's when I say, when I work at Homeboy Industries, I represent hope, that there is hope, you know. They see me and they say, if you've done it, if you were able to, you know, one time you were out there shooting at these guys, and now you're able to work with them, you think I can do that? I know they question themselves and say, maybe I can do that one time. But I'm not ready right now, but I know someday it will come when I get more curious and I want to make friends with my enemy instead of, you know, just be straight out rivals for no just faith because you were raised on the other side of the street. So yeah, we definitely just show an example for those youngsters that are out there. And usually it's the younger heads that are kind of
hard-headed.
You know, I got to...
Like we were once in a lifetime, we were hard-headed. Like
yeah, they got to live up to their name right now, and they got to make a... In other words, they gotta make a stand for what. So, I guess when they're young, they feel that nobody noticed them. Nobody, even they're not even there. So they have to make themselves feel that, hey, I'm here and I'm able to hold my ground, and I'm able to do things that you guys do. And and I can do it just as good as you guys, you know? So they gotta make a name for themselves. And I guess sometimes they do that, but by being dead, you know, rest in peace, and that's how you hear about them, or he end up in prison doing life because he wanted to get recognition of a person, of a gangbanger. And homeboy industry does that. It gives you recognition. But if it's the opposite, not because you're dead or not because you're in prison, but because you have chosen the right path. And that recognition feels good, I tell you, man. That's a good recognition. You work at Homeboys. We go to eat. We tell everybody at the waitress, well, you guys work. We work at Homeboy Industries, you know. This is what we do, and this is... So it's a good recognition to have. Something that I never thought I would have.
We just had a softball tournament.
Oh, yeah.
There was how many gangs there? Like about, I don't know, how 20-something different gangs.
Yeah, you guys won too, huh?
Yeah, like a 51, we kicked ass.
Yeah.
And we had, I don't know how many rivals. A rival on first base, a rival at second. A rival pitching. And we all got together as our team, baseball team, and it was nice. And Father Greg told us at the end, did you guys notice that all these different gangs played softball?